This is Billy Brillman, the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And with me today, I have my grandson,
Brandon Brim.
And you're from?
California.
And how long are you going to be here?
Well, we've been here for a while. We are leaving. We are recording this on Wednesday, but we are leaving on Monday.
And you're going to go with me to the Eagle Mountain
Ministers Conference.
Yeah, the Ministers Conference, because Brandon and Destiny are in the ministry. Bless
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
And Brandon... we've been talking the past 2 days about an awakening to God. And God has been showing you for 1 year. You've set yourself aside for 1 year. And you've been primarily, what has supposed to have been your primary focus?
My primary focus has been the name of Jesus.
Now, you're talking about, you help Rick and them in the ministry.
Yes.
And you minister, but primarily I would say that most of your days you're spending in the presence of the Lord.
Yes.
Is that right?
Amen. Yep, that's right.
And so,
I can tell you too, and I remember, I say this, and I first, you know, I was my grandmother's personal assistant for over 3 years, and then I went out to California. I felt the Lord tell me to go to California, and you know, now I'm away from my family in the natural. I'm there by myself. But I had God. I felt His presence with me so strong. I felt like I was with my family. I felt that. And I remember I was up one morning in the Spirit of the Lord. I was crying out to God. I said, God, what am I going to do? You know, I know ministry, but I don't even like to talk in front of people. And plus, everything I'm hearing, I just hear it. I can't preach. And if you're going to be a minister, you got to preach something. I heard the Spirit of the Lord speak to me so clearly. He said, Brandon, I'm going to give it to you. I said, okay, I heard it really clearly. And then He started talking to me about His name. And I'm so thankful for Brother Kenneth E. Hagin, who's now in heaven. And I was seeing what he was saying about it and what he was preaching and reading books after him. And the Lord's been talking to me about His name, the power in His name, the name of Jesus. He obtained that name for you and I. Hallelujah.
You know, I remember, Brandon, back in the 70s, when I heard Brother Hagin, it might have been 60s, first preach on the name of Jesus. First sermon.
Wow.
When he preached it, Brother Copeland was there. Yeah, it was the 60s, late 60s. We were absolutely mesmerized in our seats when he preached about the power in the name of Jesus, and he told the stories of the people being raised from the dead.
Mm.
You remember his Sunday school man that fell down the shaft.
Yes.
You remember?
Yes.
And then others. And he said, we have stumbled upon this name a few times. I have, he said. I've stumbled upon the power in the name of Jesus a few times. But he said, ere Jesus comes, there's going to be a people that understand the power in the name of Jesus they've been given, and they're going to operate in that power.
Amen. Amen. I've seen that word. I know what you're talking. He has it in his book. He wrote that. He has that word out.
You know, I did that book.
Yes.
I was his editor.
Wow.
And I did that book. Oh, my, what a powerful book it is. Is it The Wonderful Name of Jesus or The Name of Jesus?
The Name of Jesus.
Anyway, you can get it from us, or you can get it from Kenneth Hagin Ministries in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Post office box 50126. I remember from working there 10 years. Or you can go online to Kenneth Hagin Ministries, and he has tapes on it, and he has a book on it. But Brandon, when you were speaking today, and I know you're, well, how old are you, 25?
25 years old.
25 years old. I thought, this is it. It's going to be this generation.
Amen.
I'm going to get in on it.
Yes.
And others my age are going to get in on it. But there's going to be, Brother Hagin talked about a group, a wide group of people that were, and I believe And in fact, Brother Hagin preached this too, that the youth, there was going to be in the outpouring and the move of God, it was going to come in the youth in great power. And I believe you're a part of that, Brandon. Amen. And Jared, who's sitting over here doing the engineering for us, and Hannah and Destiny are listening in there in the other room. Hannah is going to do out here on the 31st of January. I don't know if this will be before, but on the 31st of January, out at Prayer Mountain at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Hannah, who's a graduate of Rhema Bible Training Center, now my personal assistant, she also worked at Prayer and Healing 2 years after graduating, Hannah's going to be teaching out here January 31st at 1 o'clock. That's a Saturday. And she, her primary, anybody can come to the meeting.
Yes.
But her primary aim is young people, the young generation. Hannah's a powerful prayer. And so, Brandon, I think you're definitely a part of that. So really, when he gave you this, I think this is an added, of course I know through all this year, he's added one thing upon another to you.
Yes.
But now, to me, he's added something about his name in prayer. And his name in prayer for an awakening.
Amen.
It was connected with that awakening in Acts chapter 19 that he has showed you.
Yeah.
Now take us to Acts chapter 8.
Acts chapter 8, verse 5. Mimi, I heard this. I was going to share it with you when we got off air, but you guys are all like family, so I just want to share it with you right now. We were talking yesterday about William Seymour, how he was preaching in the presence of God. And
yeah, people, Azusa Street.
Azusa Street. People were crying out. But he made a quote, and it was this. He said this: anyone saved and sanctified, when they say the name of Jesus, they should feel a fire burn in them.
Mm.
If you're saved and you're sanctified, he said, when you say the name of Jesus, you should feel a fire burn in you.
Sanctified means separated. And of course, he separates us all.
Yes.
But you can walk in a degree of separation. That separation, which is already there in your spirit, it can come. You can become separated unto God in your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions, and your body separated unto him.
Yes.
Paul said, what? Fornication? That's sexual sin. Don't you know you're the body of the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
So he said, Seymour said, repeat that.
He said, anyone saved and sanctified, when they say the name Jesus, should feel a fire burn inside of them.
Oh my.
When they say that name. Hallelujah. I just wanted to share that.
Yeah.
But this is Acts chapter 8, verse 5. It says this: then Philip went down to the city of Samaria.
That's Nablus today.
And preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. Verse 9, but there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that he himself was some great one, to whom they all gave heed from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is a great power of God. This guy had this whole place tied up in sorcery and witchcraft. From the least to the greatest, Mimi, it says, they thought he was some great powerful God, a man from God. Verse 11, and to him they regard because that of a long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. He had the whole city all tied up in this. But verse 12, when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God, and what else? He was preaching something.
Yes.
And the name
and
of
the
Jesus.
Name.
He was preaching the name of Jesus Christ. They were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed. Also, when he was baptized, he continued with Philip. He wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. That whole place got converted to God. They saw the power and the name of Jesus. Not even just that place that was all tied up in sorceries and witchcraft, but even Simon himself believed. He saw the real power. That's the power in the name of Jesus.
You said something today when you were talking at the noon prayer. You said it took something to go into such a city.
Yeah, you better know who
you
are.
Where everybody, from the top man in the city, the the mayor, probably in those days, the mayors in Israel still today are very powerful people. The mayor of a city.
Wow.
From the top guy on down, and these were the Samaritans, they had, they were an off branch. They're still off. But they take only the first five books of the Bible, not anything more.
Oh, wow.
And so here they are. And they're the ones, remember that Jesus said when he met that woman in the city of Samaria?
Yes.
She said, you Jews say you're supposed to worship in Jerusalem, but we worship here on this mountain. That's where he was, in Samaria.
Wow.
And so they got a form of Bible following, but they're off. And since they are off, they follow after this. That can happen to people. They think they're Christians, but they can follow after like hoodoo stuff, you know?
Weird things.
Harry Potter type stuff, you know?
They're all tied up in sorcery, and he bewitched the whole people, everyone. They're all tied up.
So these aren't heathen people that you would say that never heard about God. They're accepting the first five books of the Bible.
Wow.
But they're all mixed up. They're all mixed up. They've got darkness trying to put it with light.
Wow.
And so here he comes in with the Word of God, which is the light and the power in the name of Jesus.
And I was sharing, you better know who you are. You better be separated. You better know the power in that name, the power of the Word of God when you go in there. And they all, beholding all the signs and wonders, they all believed. Then Simon himself believed. They saw the real power. They saw that they were, the things they were doing was counterfeit. The name of Jesus is the power. He is the name above all other names. This is the power of God. But I also saw this, Mimi, how he went there and he preached. And today, if someone would just go there and just preach some of the sermons they preached today, they'd say, okay, that's great. Get out of here. But we got to have power, Mimi. Mm-hmm. We got to have power. We got to have the anointing that breaks every chain. It breaks every bondage. People need to see there's power in that. There's power in those Christians. What is it they don't have? You know, Acts chapter 4 says they marveled about them. They took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And the Lord spoke this to me. People should marvel about us. What is it that they have? And they should take knowledge that we have been with Jesus, that we have power.
Hallelujah. Brandon and his wife have a ministry called His Name Ministries. They're getting started now. He's been away with the Lord for 1 year. Pastor Keith did that, his mother told me. Oh. Keith Moore. His mother is a friend of mine, and she said Keith locked himself away for a year after he left Rhema with the Word. That's what Brandon's done, and now they're starting out more in ministry. You can contact Brandon Brim through us here at billybrim.org. That's billybrim.org. Or you can call us at 1-800-972-3447. And I know they have an email, and we'll get that email put up on our when they contact us, so that they can have an email to contact you. Yes. And he is available for meetings as well.
Amen.
He's got a meeting over at Larry Ollison's Walk on the Water Church, but it'll already be over by the time you're listening to this radio broadcast. So your young people might enjoy watching him. We have several things of him up. But I know God gave him quite a word in Destiny, quite a word today. And so we're thankful for what he's doing among the young people. This is Billy Brim and Brandon Brim saying shalom, shalom until tomorrow.